The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
We've heard a lot of fear-mongering the last few weeks following the announcement by the state government that no-grounds evictions will be banned. There have been concerns that investors will simply sell their homes, making it worse for renters. But recent independent polling has revealed the majority of landlords are in favour of these reforms. Joining me now to unpack this new polling and what the reform means for renters is CEO of Shelter WA, Michelle McKenzie. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Ben.
And so is this polling by Painted Dog surprising to you?
No, not surprising at all. We know West Australians are generous people with big hearts, and we were just absolutely thrilled that the majority of people in WA, including landlords, are in favour of this rental reform.
Yeah, well, Painted Dog Research, they polled 819 West Aussies, 73% of them supported the reforms, 57% of them who identified as landlords supported the reforms. Do you see this as a sign that the proposed reforms should go through Parliament without much hassle?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this would give the government confidence that there's very widespread community support for reform. I think what COVID has shown that many people rent, and you know, we're talking about our kids, our grandparents, you know, relatives, friends and family. One in three Australian, West Australians rent then. It's a significant form of housing for people, and people want to make sure that they're really safe, secure and stable in those rental homes. And these reforms are pretty modest. It's just making sure that people have a great experience when they are renting.
Mm. And so when we talk about no grounds evictions of renters, like, what does that mean to you? What is your understanding of how this impacts people?
Yeah, what that means is that if I'm renting and I need to be evicted, I know why. So at the moment, people can get 60 days notice that they're being evicted from a home that they may have lived in for a very long time. And they're not told why they're being evicted. Under the reform, you know, there will be grounds for eviction. So maybe a landlord needs to sell the home or they need to move into their home. So, you know, that's a reasonable reason for being evicted. But what we're finding at the moment is that people are, you know, paying rent. They're in their rental home and they're just a little bit worried that they could be evicted without any reason. And what we're hearing is that stops people from asking for basic things that they should be entitled to, because they're worried if they, you know, poke their nose over the parapet like a bit of a meerkat, that they'll be seen suddenly as a bad tenant and they could be evicted for no reason at all.
Mm. I guess, you know, the reality is there probably is a reason, right? Like, there probably is a reason why a landlord would want to evict a tenant. But sometimes I guess maybe those reasons are not good enough.
Well, what we absolutely accept that if tenants are doing the wrong thing, you know, if they're in breach of their tenancy agreement, eviction can be swift. And so with this proposed reform, that can still be the case. So certainly no landlords will be lumbered with really bad tenants that are doing the wrong thing. But what we're seeing at the moment, people can be evicted and then there's a huge, massive rent increase. Or people can be evicted because maybe they've requested something like, you know, there's mould on my ceiling, or is it possible for this to be repaired or that to be repaired, in a rental market that's gone nuts like we've got here in WA, suddenly they're a bad tenant and they can be evicted. So I think it's pretty unusual that people that are doing the right thing can be evicted for no reason. And we just want to make sure there are reasonable reasons. You know, we've got a reasonable country here, reasonable state, reasonable reasons why people can be evicted absolutely makes sense. And the other thing, Ben, is in other states where this has happened, it has not caused the real estate industry to go, you know, to go bankrupt, for landlords to leave the market. All of the claims that REWA have made have been spurious, because this is sensible, moderate rental reform that we're after.
Mm. And so the way that the rental market is playing out at the moment, where you've got such high demand, such small availability, does it just create an incredible power imbalance that works against tenants?
Yeah, so I think at the moment we do have a supply issue, and we need to absolutely rapidly increase the supply of social housing and affordable rental homes. But what's happened at the moment is that you've got good tenants that have done the right thing, and people are being evicted because rents can then go up, and they're going up, they're nuts at the moment. So we're seeing from our members many, many people approaching charities for the first time. because their choices are either pay so much of their discretionary money on rent that they can't afford other things, or leave the home and then join the queue of, you know, other West Australians looking for a rental home. So we do need more supply, but that's a very different issue to rental reform. What we need to make sure is people who are renting, you know, one in three West Aussies, have got the right protection in the law, so when they're doing the right thing, they can't be evicted willy-nilly for no reason.
Mm. And you talk about people who are accessing charities services in when perhaps in the past they might not have. In terms of Shelter WA, like, are you seeing a demand for what you offer that is different to how it has been in the past? How are we supposed to contextualise where things are at now in terms of better or worse than how things have been in the past?
Oh, it's much worse. So we've got our members are the frontline services that provide tenancy support services or homelessness services or crisis accommodation. And they are seeing just heartbreaking stories of people that are working. For some reason, they their budget's not able to stretch to meet their needs. We've all heard about the cost of living pressures. So increased cost of living plus increased rent. We have heard from our members that people are signing leases that they know they can't afford because the thought of living in their car is just horrific. And so you know, I have to give credit to the government. We've got increased emergency relief money, but services are stretched. The funding of services to meet, you know, normal business as usual needs is not enough. And with this increased request from West Aussies for support, yeah, things are really hard and services are stretched to meet current demands.
Mm. And unfortunately, it just does not look like there's a lot of light on the horizon. But hopefully there can be a discussion around what needs to be done, and some of that can actually be actioned, and the people who need it most can be given some security over the roof above their heads. CEO of Shelter WA, Michelle McKenzie, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Really thankful that you've got an interest in this issue.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.